To tease 'em, to thrill 'em, to torture and kill 'em is her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore, a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A. Sail away. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Talk of your cold refrigerator, mama, sister, she's the polar bear.
Breathe a lot.
Will you please let Linda know that we have a great many new people that still do not know the choreo?
Oh, yes. No worries. I just want to see what the shape of it is.
Yes. Don't worry about that.
If I see you knocking somebody around, I'll know that they are not accustomed to this behavior.
She wants to see the choreo fit with the music, and she's not judging each of you, so it's okay. Yes. Okay. I just wanted to say, can we take quicker breaths? Overall. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to do the
back. All right. Yay! Ready? Ah, there's a story told in old Savannah town about a red hot dog. Yeah.
She wins the prize for speed.
Oh, very nice. The good news is, I didn't note a stamina problem until right before the tag. That's a big deal, you know. Very big deal. I really like the shape of the thing. I think your softs could be softer. The minimal number of softs that are in here, which I think is appropriate for the song. There, we can use one of the R's in here the way you like to use it in the ballad. Okay, how do you like that? So she gets a round right in the end of the intro.
Yeah.
That it's so gentle now, it feels like you're cheating the louds, and we can't do that so that they can hear it. You know, and I think if we use the R, it will avoid that impression that we're saving ourselves. All right.
No, I don't.
That's all right. I heard them and understood them, so
that's the best part.
And I did. I did. It was great. So the things that are that still need adjusting in this song are your synchronization, because there are levels of sync problems. You girls need fine-tuning. You don't have gross sync problems in this song. All right? Most things are happening generally together, but there are levels of finer tuning to be had. And the same thing is true of your tuning in sections, because I'm still getting diversity of pitch in each section, often. And so it comes out as tuning problems. And so in my category, what that sounds like to me is fuzz in the music, caused by both the tuning and the synchronization. So, because you're singing as well as you sing, my expectation is that your tuning will be even better than it is. And that makes me think, huh, all right, so their vocal skills are inconsistent, which puts you in the wrong kind of beat. You see what I mean? So in order for you to get where you need to go and where you're perfectly capable of going, you need to be more diligent about doing it the best you can each time you do it. Synchronization and tuning. So a shorthand recipe for that, I think, really, is tedious but useful if, when you break into sections, you worry about matching the sound of the section, whichever singer is the sound of your section. It may be a section leader, it may not. I don't know who your four voices are that you want your chorus to sound like, and I don't care. You need to know who those are, because when you get into sectionals, what I'd like for you to do the next time is have one person sing the line, then add the next person, and then make them sound the same. This will help you. All right? Then add the next person so that you know what the sound of your own section is. So that when you're standing on the risers mixed up with everyone else, you can say, okay, when I match the sound of my section, in my voice it feels like this. So I have to do that no matter what's around me. Yeah, sure.
So we did this a little while back. I listened to all the leads, I think, in the morning, and it wasn't matched. Mm-hmm. Same thing with their tones, basics. So they're in a relatively new riser place, give or take.
Okay, yep.
So it technically, should it work then?
Yes,
so
it should still work.
Why isn't it working now?
Well, there are two answers to that question, really. First of all, on the night that you do new riser placements, it's a new place for all of us, and we're listening very carefully indeed. Because it doesn't sound the same anymore. And now, how long ago was this?
2 weeks.
A month ago? 2 weeks ago?
3 weeks
ago?
No, longer than 2 weeks. Before the holidays. Before the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 weeks before the holiday? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay. So they've had a little time to get used to it, so we're no longer as careful, because now it's beginning to feel familiar. And it also happens in rehearsal, doesn't it? We let our guard down. We don't always sing with all of our stuff plugged in all the time. You know, Right. So we need to change the default so that the default is always this one, not the it's Tuesday night, right? You know what I mean? Because sometimes we do that, don't we? Well, the ideal thing is you leave all your crap outside and only bring your instrument in here. Your instrument and your joyful self, but we all know that that's not the real world. So the thing you need to learn to do is fake it.
That's right. Heard that before.
So when you're in here, it's all joyful music and excellent musicianship, and you all can do that. I've heard it tonight. It's just that it's not consistent yet. And the sooner we can bring the A game all the time, the sooner you'll get into the B zone, which leads to the B plus zone, which leads to the A minus zone. And it's fun up there. And I'll tell you that we're going to work on the same things in A minus that we're working on here. It's just a finer level of tuning, a finer level of synchronization. It's all the same stuff. So the sooner you can master this stuff, the sooner you can go.
Right, and do it every time. You have to be able to do it every time.
Yeah.
So if that also means that between rehearsals, you have to do it.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that my chorus, the Pride of Baltimore chorus that I direct, they are, well, we have a peculiar circumstance. I'm going to be in Australia 7 weeks immediately prior to contest.
Oh.
Good for you all.
Well, yes, good for me. It's work. I'm coaching over there, and I've been doing this for several years, so I'm new to Pride of Baltimore. They took me in August knowing that this was coming. So I have an assistant associate director and two assistants, and they will be in charge while I'm gone, and I'll be Skyping in from Australia. So what I've charged them with is in the 6 weeks that I still have with them before I leave, they are obligated to perform their set for themselves in front of a mirror every day so they can see what's going on. I've asked some of them to tape themselves and then listen back to it to make sure that what they think they're doing is really what they're doing, you know, because it's not always the same. And so my hope is that by the time I leave, they will be comfortable enough with the set and consistent enough with it, having done it, 6 weeks by seven, 42 times at least, plus whatever happens at rehearsal. Do you see? Yes. It makes a difference. The more reps you have, the more purposeful reps at being good, the better. So just so that you don't worry about my chorus while I'm gone, they're having Jim Arns in for coaching once, and Gail Jensik is coming once. So they'll have coaches while I'm gone, and then our rehearsal night is Monday. I'll arrive home on Tuesday, and I'll meet them at contest on Friday.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. All right. And my quartet, who might be a little nervous about this whole thing. Yeah. So it's going to be a very interesting April. Please send good vibes our way. Yeah. Yeah, our contest weekend is the same as yours. Oh, is it? Yeah. Yeah. Tax weekend. Yeah. So, yeah, very exciting.
All right. So, are we singing? Are they singing within an attainable drinking spot?
Okay. Interesting that you should say that. I am not hearing much pushing. I'm hearing an occasional hero voice. Now, you know this is a team sport, right? It's not about what's the most fun for me, it's what's best for the team. Because if you are a big mouth singer, you know that you can probably out-sing your section, and this is not a desirable result. Because I don't want to be able to hear the individuals, because that destroys the unity, which is in all four categories, not just the music category. Unity is in all four categories. Energy is in all four categories. Vocal skills, all four categories. So if you are a person who... My hope is that you all know your instruments well enough to know if this is you or not. If you're a big mouth singer who likes to sing loud because it's fun, please put a governor on yourself for the contest material at the very least. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be ugly about it. I mean, I am one of those, and it took me a really long time to learn to behave myself. And I just like to give you the benefit of my experience without the shame and the shutdown that you have. So please do be mindful of your teammates, and for the benefit of us all, bring the voice that you use that's most suitable for the unit, okay? And not your church solo voice or the one that you use to play in the country band. You know, or any of that stuff. All right? Good. Can we do the intro, please? I would like to do the intro, and I'd like for you to... She gets around. Let's have a little... Yeah. Yeah. And if somebody can growl on the R, I'd be happy about that.
Yeah.
That would be spicy.
Like trill, like
yeah. It's a vocal sound.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like a possessed.
Doll. Can you hear that? So, for synchronization practice, what I'd like for you to do is get your hands on some Queen recordings. It's really hard to hear clean synchronization in any chorus recording because there are so many voices and you can't cleanly hear your part. I'd like for you to listen to some Queen recordings of some uptunes and hear how together the consonants are and hear how together the turns of diphthong are. Internal sync, which is one of your biggest projects right now, has to do with arriving at the target vowel at the same time, turning the diphthongs together, singing the singable consonants for the same duration and in the same way. Okay, we did the L and R thing last time I was here, right? Linda and fa la 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 la.
Yeah.
Same with really and peculiarity. The R's are different, and where you place them in your mouth is different. The ones that happen in the front won't hang you up, but the other ones will. And if some of us are doing one and some are doing the other, there's a sync problem because we get through them faster if you do them in the front. All right? So what I'd like to have happen is let's do the intro one more time. I want you to be very mindful of target vowels arriving on the beat. The consonants happen before the beat. So it might mean you're singing a little bit more on your front foot than you're used to. All right? Try it again, please.
Yeah. So we have target vowel and word sound and the end.
Yep.
It's kind of be more connected to the next.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I hear there's a lot of migration.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
That's what I hear.
Vowel migration. Right.
Yeah. So be aware of that.
Well, you've no doubt talked about that before, right?
Yeah.
Keeping the target vowel open as long as possible.
Yeah.
And presumably, in an uptune, you're going to do 50-50 diphthongs, except in the intro, where it's more like a ballad. Right?
Yes.
So, do you know what I'm talking about? 50-50 diphthongs? Okay. So, round has a diphthong, right? Ah-oo. So, in an uptune, if it's in tempo, it's going to go ah-oon. It's going to be 50% on the ah sound, 50% on the oo sound. If it's a ballad, it's going to go more like 80-20, so it's going to be ah-oon. All right, uptunes are speedy, so we don't really have time to be that careful with them. So it's going to feel half and half, all right, except the intro, because it's more balladized. All right, dive in, please.
Yeah. There's a story told in old Savannah town about.
Do you hear the? Can you do it better? I think so. Do it again.
There's a story told in old Savannah town about a red hot doll in a golden gown. She gets around. She gets around.
All right.
Okay.
Was so much better. Can you hear the difference in it?
Yes.
Yeah. And it just takes reminding you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how it's supposed to go. Now, you do not want me to inflict upon you the pain and torture I inflicted on Coastline this weekend. They are singing an uptune that's quite busy. And they were having some difficulty with some of the rhythmic figures, so I made them clap the rhythms. Right. One of the girls said, all right, all that it takes to make us sing well is the threat of clapping. So, well, it definitely works.
Yeah. I've had them speak it.
Yeah.
Together.
Well, and you can hear more precisely together than clapter.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So let's sing the intro again. And we're going to assume that all the sync things will iron out, because I really want to hear the clapping on in old Savannah. I said Savannah. So let's sing the intro and see if it works great. Together. The hard consonants were all together this time. The wasn't, and the swipage wasn't together. All right, now I wasn't watching her, I was listening to you. So now I'm going to stand in front and watch her direct the swipes and see if it's her fault that you're not together. What do you think? Well, all right, we'll see. All right, do it again.
Ready?
Just because you're out of air does not mean you get to turn the diphthong and quit. If you need to breathe, you know how to do that, right? You leave out a syllable or you get out on the same vowel that you're on and then sneak back in. None of this turning things early, because that makes you a sync problem. We'll have to give you a negative stamp or something. Let's do it again.
Here we go.
She gets around. Both of them. It just needs more lift. Yeah. That was pretty darn good, I say.
Thank you.
No, not too many white spaces. I'd like to see if the synchronization holds together while you're dancing. Please put the choreo back in the intro.
Okay. Here we go.
Good luck. Let's hear what sync goes on then.
Okay.
All right? Without to begin.
Okay.
Nothing else again.
Oh boy, see, we were going under pitch.
I'm so not surprised by that. All right, now I'm not hearing harsh singing, but I am hearing singing that's not lifted. Not lifted. So that makes me wonder how you're breathing. So, question for you. Are you taking your breaths in straight back this way or up and over the soft palate? Yeah, the up and over one will help you maintain more space to sing in the higher zone without having to reach for it. And reaching is part of what causes that flatting. All right? I'd like everybody to just go. All right. You feel where that comes in? Right back here. Now I want you to go. Like you're in preparation for a yawn. You feel that cold air up and over the top? That's the singer's breath that you want. I know, it makes you yawn, doesn't it? to help you fuel this and keep everything open in there. The minute it begins to shut down, then your throat comes into play and it sours your pitch a bit.
So heat it up a little bit.
Let's do it again. Yeah. From the intro, let's see if we can keep it in key this time.
All right, and
yep.
We're going to go.
And go on, you bet. Okay, you were in tune up until there, so I think the problems happen on the round vowels. And I think part of it has to do with... She gets around. She gets around. This thing again. Uh-huh. Much less space than you think. She gets around. And when you sing both of those rounds, will you finish the word "ound"? Make sure I'm getting the N and the D, because it sounds like a round. Round. Now.
Together.
Yep, good. Do it again.
Here we go.
I'd like you to finish the words on purpose about a red hot doll. Give doll some attitude, will you? You should turn it up at the end. Doll. Yeah, give us a... Right. Who are you, after all? You know, we want to show off a bit with this. Is it who gets around, she gets around?
Yep.
Yeah. So that those rounds need to be finished in that same red hot doll way. And you're still not owning the message. I think that's part of it. Will you pretend to be her for a minute and see how sassy you'll make this? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Put
your scarves on. Do it. I dare you.
Here we go.
She gets around.
It's fun. It's more fun, isn't it, when you play in the character?
What am I gonna do? I have a question.
Yeah.
So, I do want to have sex.
Yep. Yep.
And some of the things are about it.
Well, that is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, I want to have sex.
It can do. It can do. But it shouldn't affect the vocal production. It should be just a shift between whether or not the placement is in the front and you're pronouncing the words in a brassier way. It shouldn't change the sound. It has to do with where you're pronouncing the words, not which instrument you're using, unless that's on purpose. You with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you catch that?
No.
When you add character to your sound, we don't want you to be changing the instrument you've chosen to use. So you're still going to use this one most of the time, because that's the sound she likes, all right? And so when you're using that instrument and you're choosing to be sassier, I'd like for you to think about pronouncing the words in the front so they have more in them, instead of where you've been pronouncing them, which is in a tall, uniform place back here. I don't want them to be nasty, but they're going to sound a little brassier. You know, Savannah, I said Savannah. Now, I haven't changed my instrument. I've just changed where I'm pronouncing the words. You know, Savannah, I said Savannah, which is the voice that she's having you use most of the time. If you put the character in, I want you to think about doing it with the language, not with the changing of the resonance of your voice. Does that make sense to you?
Does that make sense?
Yes. All right. Yep. Give it a shot.
Yes.
See? Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So let's just...
Right.
Let's not do the choreo after the intro.
Yep.
Let's just sing so she can hear your sound. Okay?
Yep.
You can move, by all means.
Yes,
all right.
Please.
So right from the top. Ready? Here we go.
Ah, there's a story told in old Savannah town about a red hot dog in a gold...
No choreo.
You said not after
the intro.
You're right. Yeah. Do it again.
Okay, sorry.
You're listening.
No. Yeah. Okay, no, here we go.
So
we
do so good. Good.
Yes or no?
No.
Here we go.
Ah.
Talking in the front, right? You're singing
yeah.
with the
yeah.
words
it's
in the front.
It's good. It's good. You're focusing on that.
It sounds like an up tune.
Yeah.
yeah. It's a good sound for this kind of an up tune. You know, you have that warmer sound in the ballad. That's appropriate because that's a more tender thing. This is rough and ready, right? That kind of thing. Good. Really, really good. Yeah, they are. I'd like more tenor on Sto-o-o-o. You had that little embellishment. I'd like you to bring it out when that comes up. Art just like a sto o o. Can we begin right at In Old Savannah?
In Old
right
Savannah.
After the intro.
Okay, so we're on the
In Old Savannah.
Ready? Here we go. Energy, energize.
In old Savannah, I said Savannah, weather there is nice and warm, the climate of the southern grand.
but here's what I don't, was not together. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So it's very downbeat, and it's very, you know.
Oh, well, and it should be. How should it? Yeah, a backbeat song. You guys understand backbeat, right? You've talked about that a lot, I expect. Yeah. That kind, right? Two and four? Yeah. So, will you count them off this time?
Sure.
Yeah? And I want you to continue to think about this, but I also want you to think about that swing thing. Get a hip going so you can see where they are. All
right? Right. And it might affect where your accents a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's try it right after the intro. One, two, one, two, three, and.
In old Savannah, I said Savannah, when the air is nice and warm, the climate of the southern brand. But here's what I don't understand. They got a gal there, a pretty gal there, colder than an Arctic storm, a heart just like a
slows down. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a move there that,
yeah. All right.
So we have to think about that.
I'm wondering about heart just like because that sounds clipped and choppy to me. Is that on purpose? Okay. Colder than an Arctic storm, a heart just like a stone. I'm hearing heart just like a stone. Yeah. A little more smoothness there will be good. All right. It was more backbeaty that time, but it took a minute, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go back all the way to the beginning. I want to see if you can pick up the backbeat right away off the end of the intro. All right? It needs a really strong bump and grind feel. It really does.
Right. And I think the pickup there is just a really good amount. I think it's there's a lot of them.
All right. Pickup is too heavy. The pitch is too heavy. That's the first part of your tuning problem, is because you're taking the pitch this way instead of this way. All right. When you sing that first, it feels a bit fierce. Yeah.
Okay.
Just it should feel ringy and open. There's more. There's more overtone in a well-produced resonant sound that's softer because you get expanded sound from the tribe. All right? You don't have to do it all yourself. Yep. Yep. Let's do it again.
Okay, let's do it again. Let's do the pitch. Okay. A little lighter and more up here.
Much better in two.
That's okay.
Much better in two. Yeah.
Good.
No.
Okay.
Nope. This has to have an overtone.
Yep.
Starting them downbeat.
Okay.
Right off
there's
that intro.
There's a story.
Well, no, off well, at the end, after she gets around.
They call her hard, hard, and
middle.
Lower hard, harder, maybe.
Yeah, because that hard, that's a downbeat.
That's a downbeat.
Yeah.
The lower hard, harder, the man above the banner.
Yeah. So that may be part of the thing.
Yeah. Hard that's not to the side. Yeah. The second hard is the.
Because by the time they get to Cold or then, it's well established, but it takes it a minute. So, yeah.
Cold, and that's more of a pushy.
Yep. All right, now a question for you, interpretatively speaking. Nice men leave her alone. Seems to me like it, heart just like a stone is pretty loud. I think that even nice men leave her alone, they call her heart. Because we need a little contrast.
That's a good idea. All right.
Yeah, so let's make the nice men is like.
Nice men.
Yeah.
All right.
Measure 22.
Got it. I like that.
So let's make the nice men soft.
Okay.
And then we can turn it up on they color.
Okay.
Good. Okay. All right. Again from the top.
Okay. From the top. Here we go. I like that nice crystalline sound. Unpushed.
You notice it kept it in too long. Did you tell?
It's good. Light out.
Because it feels like she's having to drag you to keep you in tempo. Like you're waiting for something.
It feels slow.
It's very slow. I find it to be
very slow.
Huh.
Yeah. That's.
All right.
I think there's. We can't. We have to be on the edge and proactive when we sing, not wait to be directed. We need to know it well enough to just bring it.
Yeah.
Rather than waiting to be told.
Yeah. And I think you do know it, right?
Yes.
But it's like you're waiting for her to give you permission. Well,
I think
I'm giving you permission to do your stuff. Yeah? Joyce.
You're still getting kind of hung up in the backbeat thing.
Yeah.
It might be a little.
All right. Yep, that's possible.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, we, in general, do tend to slow down a little bit on the song.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do this, too. So
yes.
You can drive it.
Right.
Yeah. So, how about if I don't do anything? Can you drive it together?
Sure. Yes.
That's right.
Do it. Talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'm having the talk.
Yeah, I think so.
the last one.
Have a pitch.
Here's your key note. What key are you singing this in?
You don't start in G sharp, I think.
Well, no. Oh, I don't know what key note.
Okay, so you're playing the relative minor, but you're playing G sharp, correct?
Yes.
All right, so you're singing it a half step higher than that. Okay. All right. Yep.
So, can I hear She Gets Around? Can we come in on there? Can I have a pitch?
Which one? The second one?
Take it from the top.
Yeah, yeah. Basics. Yeah. Yeah.
The basics? Pitch? Go.
There's a story told in old Savannah town about a red hot doll in a golden gown. She gets around, she gets around.
In old trying to do. In other arrangements that I've heard, what helps to establish the backbeat is the basses start with in old Savannah.
Okay.
You see? Yeah, so the basses would have a pickup in old, which would help us get off of the downbeat thing. Because they'd have the downbeat and the rest of us could swing. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's the matter of finding the end note from your last note, because it's a tritone down.
Okay. So singing the note we sing won't work. In old Savannah.
So do we sing it? Do we sing in old Savannah?
Yeah, that's what we're thinking of.
It might. It might. Singing the note that you're on.
In old. But
in,
just coming
in old. Because it's up a half step for your next note.
In old Savannah.
Because
right now we're singing the same two notes.
Yep. Oh, and you shouldn't be.
No.
Why?
Aren't we?
Way and in are two different notes, right? This.
Oh, from round?
Yeah. So from round, you'd be singing this. Well,
it's
in
around,
gold.
In
where does that end? Yeah, right.
Oh, right. I'm just singing you these two notes. I'm sorry.
Right. No, that's what I want. This one and this one. So,
gets around.
And the rest of them would come in after you.
Okay.
I'd rather have in old, but in will, the note they're on will work.
We are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
So.
Repeat the round note.
Right. Repeat the round note and go down.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yep. That's not my initial preference, but that'll certainly work.
Okay.
Is do the
right.
Timing.
Right.
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 So we keep it same.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, try that to see. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's try it. Intro. Here we go. Thank you for your patience. You're working so hard. You're doing such a great job. I really appreciate it. Pitch. Go.
There's a story told in old Savannah town about a red hot doll in a golden gown. She gets around, she gets around. In old Savannah.
So the basses will go first. They'll sing in old Savannah. Try that. Play with it for a while and see if it works.
Right.
I think that'll solve the backbeat problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You have to do a little bit of rewinding.
Yeah.
She gets around in old Savannah. Around
in old Savannah.
When do we come back in?
Around in old Savannah.
Savannah when they sing. Because you're singing in old Savannah.
All right. So let's take it from after the intro. We'll try that, but we will continue. All right. Let's keep going. How do you do that?
Yep. Fine.
All right. Here we go. Get to the. They all should have different sounds to them. Yeah.
All right? So, seamen suffer to tease them, thrill them, torture and kill them. You know, that we just need different things so that we're bringing the lyric to life. And that'll be fun to play with. It'll make it feel like a new song. We've been singing it for a while, so I need to face it. So,
yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, when we get to it this time, I'd like you to experiment and think about the words. I want you to think how you would say tease them, how you would thrill them, how you would torture and kill them. All right? You got to have stuff, all right? So, yeah.
In there.
Who said that?
Okay.
Can you start? They got a gal there, a pretty gal there.
They got a gal there, a pretty gal there, colder than it.
Do you see that? Right.
Okay. They got there.
They got a gal there, a pretty gal there, colder than an Arctic storm, a heart just like a stone. Nice men, leave her alone. They call her hard-hearted Anna, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Anna's heart is tougher. She's the gal who loves to see men suffer, to tease them, to thrill them, to torture and kill them.
I wouldn't do anything any different. I'd leave that in.
I love it. That's great. Oh, it took me by surprise.
See how much character you have?
Yeah.
When you mean it?
That was great.
Let's do that again. They got.
They got. One, two, ready? Wait. One, two.
They got a gal there, a pretty gal there, colder than an Arctic storm. A heart just like a stone. Nice men, leave her alone. They call her hard-hearted Anna, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Anna's heart is tougher. She's a gal who loves to see men suffer, to tease them, to thrill them, to torture and kill them.
Now, here's the thing. When the leads have, I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan, the trio's too loud because I cannot hear them. And baritones, you're not coning properly on Drowning Man because your notes sound like the melody.
Drowning Man.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Right.
Drowning Man.
Right.
Right. Yeah, measure 39.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. All right. So we need better coning from the baritones.
Okay.
That's good. Can we start at they call her hard-hearted Hannah? I'm still hearing breathing after that Hannah. It's on this half. So be mindful. Don't be hurt. One of your pals is gonna pitch you.
They call her hard. Ready? One, two, bases. One, two.
They call her
hard-hearted Hannah. The whole group, not it. Not they got. Okay. Well, yeah. If you can, do they start there? Maybe that's easier.
They got. We're starting from there. Okay. One, two.
They got a gal there, a pretty gal there, colder than an Arctic storm. A heart just like a stone. Nice men, leave her alone. They call her hard-hearted Anna, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Anna's heart is tougher. She's the gal who loves to see men suffer, to tease them, to thrill them, to torture and kill them.
Before the stay away. So, drowning man, hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA, stay away.
Okay.
Let's make it definitive and big so that we don't have the same problem, so it happens.
Okay. So,
you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Measure 42.
Okay. So, okay. Vamp of Savannah, GA, stay away.
Yeah, and just kind of hammer that stay away thing. Because we're giving a warning, right? Because she's dangerous. Yeah.
Let's try that.
Summer at the seashore.
Listen
to your key center. That's pretty good.
You're doing great. You really are. Here we go.
I saw her. One, two, ready.
I saw her at the seashore with a great big man. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. Hard, hearted Hannah, the man of Savannah, GA. Stay away.
Yeah, there's a swipe.
Stay away.
Let's do
it again. I saw her. One, two, go.
I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA. Stay away. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Talk of your cold refrigerator, mama, sister, she's the polar bear.
Coming, start breathing more often than you think you need it. Protect yourselves. All right? Stealth breathing, not breathing between syllables, but leaving out words. So starting at an evening spent with Hannah, that's about where you need to start fueling up for this portion down here that sounds air deprived.
Yes.
Okay? I'm wondering if we can connect. If we take this break here and then stay away, hard.
Okay.
So.
Stay away.
Okay.
You feel so we can get that triple lifting going. Yep.
Okay.
So the first I saw her at the seashore.
I saw her. Hi, you're doing great. You are what you are. Let's bring it. Come on. This is where we bring it. Ready.
I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. Hard-hearted Hannah, the lamp of Savannah, GA. Stay away. Hard-hearted Hannah, the lamp of Savannah.
So the tuning is imprecise right at the key change and at refrigerator mamas. Some weird thing is happening there. But I like the shape of the rest of this. Can we? All right. So we've done tease and thrill them, torture, kill them. Now you have to think of something different for this set of tease and thrill them, torture, kill them. All right. So, and that may be where you need some choreographic assistance.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, good stuff.
So we have
Well, what I'd like to hear is the tag now. Can we start at the second, an evening spent with Hannah? Because I want to hear what happens in the tag. Breathe early and often. We're at the back end now.
Yes.
All right?
Underneath.
Yep.
One, two, ready?
Anita's dead with Anna sitting on your knees, like traveling through Alaska in your BBDs.
All right, you need to be pickier about your tuning, Ben. On your knees?
Yeah, the problem is that we've never been in this key when we sing that. I think that's our issue.
Yes.
Right.
So. All right, well, let me suggest an additional strategy. While you're working this for the next several weeks, I'd start with the back half.
That's what I'm
doing. In the higher key. So that you get accustomed to that, so you have some muscle memory when you get there, when you start
backwards.
To work on. Yeah? Good. All right. Evening Schmidt with Hannah. Second time. One, two, ready.
And he's in a banana sitting on your knees, like traveling through Alaska in your BBDs. Hard-hearted Anna, love and both Savannah G.
Well, because you're their first overtone. So once they land, you can relax a bit. The baritones, you're on the third, so bang, but not a lot of volume.
Not a lot of volume.
Yeah.
About that.
Right? The tenors you can let fly because you're on the fifth.
Yay! Yeah. Basses, don't worry about that swipe. Just get there together. I will get the chorus with you. Just worry about being together.
Good. Such good work, ladies. Yeah. My God.